Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Praise be to our God. Thank you today for joining me on Arise and Shine. What a day we're going to have together in the very, very presence of the Lord our God. And I believe that today's broadcast will bring you light and insight, strength and blessing. And I would ask you to really expect God to confirm His Word in your life today in many, many different ways. The Word of our God never come back to Him void or empty. It always will accomplish for what He sent it to. So God's Word today is coming to you with a very specific purpose. And I believe it will address you. It will address your situation. It will bring light and understanding. It will release the power of God to meet you at the point of your need. In this hour that we live in, if we ever needed to hear His voice, it is now. If we ever needed to understand what He's saying to us, which way He wants us to go, what we should do, how we should do things, it is now. The world is in terrible turmoil. People are running helter-skelter, trying everything, getting more and more into trouble, getting more and more into confusion. But it is never the will of God that you and I should become, you know, the captives of this present time or present situation, chaos that is in the world. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ never changed. He is alive and well today. And He wants you to hear His voice today and be corrected and be empowered and be instructed and be rightly guided. Heaven is not in turmoil. Heaven is not in confusion. Heaven is not broke. Heaven's fountains are full of fresh water. And God wants you and I in this hour of intense confusion and crisis in the world to know His peace, to know His power, to know His presence, to enjoy the full blessings of redemption. Thank you again for joining me today. And as I said before, I say it again, you are in for something today very glorious and wonderful. Father, we thank you and bless you, and we bring this hour and time before you, O Lord our God. And I ask you, Lord, to anoint me, anoint the one that's watching, and let your voice be heard in the heart of all watching. Let your word bring light and clarity. Let it diffuse every confusion, every fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it turn away and turn back every calamity, every catastrophe, every evil intended by the power and the force of your word today. Let the wicked one be bound and your light shine in the midst of darkness. Thank you, dear Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I want us to read something here in the book of John chapter 3. John chapter 3 is a very powerful chapter in the Bible. And let's read something here in the book of John 3. Let's go ahead and begin from verse 27. And look what it says. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. A man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above, from heaven. And whether you are a believer or non-believer, nothing you have is genuinely your own unless it is heavenly approved and heavenly delivered. One of the great miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ when he lived here on earth was that he was aware and conscious of his heavenly origin. You know, the devil came tempting him and said, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, basically, if you are from above, if you are really from above. And Jesus knew who he was. You know, today, many people, even from different religions, they are trying to tell Jesus Christ who he is. You know, it's just like somebody trying to tell you who you are. People are trying to tell Jesus Christ who he is. Oh, he is that. That's your opinion. that Christ Jesus never doubted who he was and from where he come from. Here in John 3 again, and in verse 31, it says, John said, he that cometh from above is above all. Very wonderful. He that cometh from above is above all. Heaven have the supremacy over all, over any other origins of anything, whether it is power, whether it is wisdom, whether it is wealth, whether it is riches. Whatever comes from above, from heaven, is above all. Let me say, for example, you can have $1,000,000,000 and somebody have one heavenly dollar. Let me use that for an explanation. The one heavenly dollar is more than your $10 billion. For sure, you know that there are some currencies that actually, if you have one American dollar, it is worth than a bucket full of their own money. So whatever is from heaven is pure, is original, and is far more outweighs whatever is from earth or from hell or from any other sources. So the Bible says, he that is from above is above all. The origin of where you come from, your root and origin, has much to say about what you can accomplish here on earth and how you can be able to confront earth's trouble and earth's problems. Our Lord Jesus Christ, his biggest secret and confidence and consciousness was, he said, I know where I come from. You can tell me who I am or where I come from. You can say, well, you are from Nazareth. You are from Galilee. Oh, just a Jewish young man, preacher, Mary's boy. Well, that's what you say. But I know who I am. I am that I am. I know where I come from. And what the life you see me living and the things you see me doing, the works and the wonders of my life plainly describes and speaks clearly that I am not from here. I'm from up there. He, she that come from above is above all. And he says here, he that is of the earth is earthly. And he speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. So I ask you today, where do you come from? You know, many times as I travel all over the world, whether in the Americas and the Asia and anywhere, where do you come from? That's almost one of the questions that people ask you. Where do you come from? Where do you come from? Well, they're asking it about your earthly identity. What kind of passport do you have? Jesus said, I have a heavenly ID, a heavenly passport. And the things I do demonstrates clearly that I am not from beneath. As the Jews were there, you know, trying to argue with him, wondering, asking, telling him who he was or where he come from. You just from Nazareth, you're from Galilee. We know your father. We know your mother. You know your brothers. We know your sisters. How come? What do you think you are? Where do you come from? We know where you come from. And look what he said to them. And in John chapter 8, and he says this in verse 23. Verse 23, and the Lord was saying to them here, and he said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Look, I love that. And he says, you are from beneath. You're from down yonder, down below. I'm not from down below. My origin is from heaven. You are of this world. I am not of this world. And he that is from above is above all. And he speaks of the above wisdom, above love, above power, above light. And this is very, very important. Because we are in an hour where all that is going on around us and all around the world is trying to pressure you, squeeze you until tell you, where do you come from? What are you made of? What material are you made of? Pressure is increasing on earth. And we have to be ready to know truly our identity, where we come from, our root and origin. That was one of the greatest miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew where he come from. And he knew that heaven sent him and heaven is behind him and heaven is with him. So he was exercising the wisdom, the authority, the power of heaven. And all he was doing was more superior, far more superior than anything any man or woman from earth can be able to do. So he marveled the earth with the wonders of where he came from. Praise the Lord. So in this, he said, I'm from above, you are from beneath. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Where do you come from? And then we understand in John chapter 3 that Christ was telling Nicodemus, if I said to Nicodemus, this is a very wonderful, nice Jewish rabbi that believed in Jesus very secretly. And Christ said unto me, verse 3, he said, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time to his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the Spirit and of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said unto you, you must be born again." What does it mean to be born again? To be born again simply means to be born of the Spirit, to be born of the Word of God. It means to be born from above. To have a heavenly origin, a heavenly root, a heavenly DNA. And whatever is from above overcomes the world, masters this world, prevails over, dominates this world. Where do you come from? And look at what it says in verse 11, Jesus was talking to this man. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" And this is very important, because you cannot master the earth with the earth, with anything earthly. You can't dominate the earth with anything earthly. If you are earthly, the earth masters you. The earth rules you. The earth dominates you. You think like an earthly. You speak like an earthly creature. You walk like an earthly creature. All you are confined to the earth, to the ways of this world. But when you are born from above, you break the shell and the hold of this present life. "I am from above," the Son of God said. "You are from beneath." And now he says, you must be born again, born of the Spirit, born of the Word of God. When you are born, you must have a heavenly birth, a heavenly birth, a heavenly origin. There's no way you can live with your earthly origin and earthly identity and rule over this earth and dominate and master evil and sin and hatred and darkness and hell. No, it is impossible. You must be born from above. For he that's come from above is above all. Think on that. Where are you from? What's your origin? Now, it's amazing. In the book of Luke and Matthew, when the disciples came to him asking him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And he said, when you pray, pray this way, say, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Wow. "Our Father, which art in heaven." Now, if God is your Father and he's heavenly, then you ought to be then heavenly children of a heavenly Father. That means your origin must be heaven. If your father, your origin, your root is from heaven, then you then are a heavenly child of a heavenly Father. Our Father, who art in heaven. Matthew 6 and verse 6. "But thou, when thou prayest, And under thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy father which is in secret, and thy father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. Okay? And then he says this, he said, after this manner therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Could there be something we are missing? Could there be something that religion is hiding from us? Or our ignorance? Or our thinking and perception? Or, you know, because the origin and the root is everything. He that is from above is above all. John said, and speaks of the heavenly things. And nobody understands him. Our Father, which art in heaven. And there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and the Bible is saying here that we have borne the image of the earthly man. And then we also can now bear the image of the heavenly. And look at what it says in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians and verse 45. 45 says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, the last one, not the second one, the last Adam. Jesus on the cross was the last Adam. He ended up Adam. Everything about Adam ended on the cross. Died, crucified, wiped out. No more in existence in the mind of God. And the last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. The last one. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward that which is spiritual. Wow. The first man is of the earth. And earthly. Thinks, talks, acts, earthly. The first man, Adam. Just an earthly man. And being earthly, sin, Satan, darkness, demons, evil, fear, misery, poverty, and hell awaits him, can overpower him, can ruin him, can control him. Why? He's earthly. What? He's earthly. He's wrapped up in earthly, earthly minded, earthly thoughts, earthly ambition, earthly dreams, earthly words, earthly wisdom. Earthly, it's all wrapped up in the blanket of the earth. So he's bound. He's earthbound. So if you are of the earth, you are earthbound, and it is normal, it is natural for you to be earthbound, to be sin bound, to be fear bound, to be disease bound, to be demon bound, to be witchcraft bound, to be occultic bound, because you are of the earth, you earthly. And so the first man is of the earth and is earthly. But the second man now, you know, Christ is the second man. When he rose from the dead, he was the second man. The new species of man, the new creation man. He was the first to rise from the dead. And then those who are also like him, his own, those who are begotten of him then. A new lineage, a new species of humanity came into being when he rose from the dead in him. The new man. He is the head of the new creation. He is the head of the heavenly man, heavenly people, of the heavenly Father. When you say, our Father, who art in heaven, it is not a religious reputation. You must be born of the Heavenly Father. It's not just, you know, reciting some prayer. That doesn't mean anything. It's not just jabbling, you know, Father, our Father, who art in heaven. When did God give birth to you? If God is your Father, if He's the Father of your spirit, if you are born again, you are born of the Spirit, God actually gave birth to you. Through Christ Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost and His Word. And while I'm speaking to you today, the heavenly life is coming your way. You can cry out, Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart, I give you my life. Forgive my sins, give me a new heart, a new life. Let me be born again today and become a heavenly child of a heavenly Father so I can be from above and overcome the world. You know, we've been trying to teach. Religion is teaching earthly people to overcome the earth. It's not possible. You're going nowhere here. You're going to rise and fall. You're going to try until the earth weary you, till Satan and sin and fear and bondage and hopelessness eat you up. You have the earth. You have this down. You're from below. You're from here. You're going nowhere. You back to where you started. You're going to crawl out of this hole. You're going nowhere. Back to the hole. But when you know your origin, like our Savior and King and God knew, I am from above. I'm not from below. I know who I am. I'm a heavenly father, a heavenly child of a heavenly father. I am not an earthworm trying to crawl up to Mount Kilimanjaro and hope I can skip up, get to heaven now. Oh, I crawled a little bit, but then something pulled me back down again. Oh, I wish I was almost trying to skip up to heaven, but then somebody, something, somehow. Oh, boom, back in the slum of hell, of the earth. Where are you from? What is your origin? Like the Bible said that the origin of the Christ is from eternity. We have to understand the mystery of the new life, the mystery of the new man, the root and origin of the one who is in Christ Jesus. When you are born again, you are no more an earthly creature with a heavenly God, a heavenly Father. You are not trying to get to heaven. You are already a heavenly citizen. We're not trying to, we are earthly creatures trying to have some kind of a heavenly experience. No, no, we become heavenly citizens having an earthly experience. We are here on earth to transform the culture of earth in bringing heaven's culture to down here on earth. We are heavenly children of a heavenly Father. We are heavenly beings having an earthly experience. He is from above, is above all. Praise be to God. So he says here, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. How bad that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is what? Natural. And afterward, that which is what? Spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also who are what? Heavenly. Wow. Well, if you are earthy, you are earthy. And you talk earth, and you fear earth, and earth rules, and earth dominates, and earth scares you to death, and devil have a chance. But when we become the heavenly children of the heavenly Father, we are no more earthy. Bound. We are no more hell bound. We become heavenly children of a heavenly Father, and we have the right and capacity and capability and the power and the nature of the eternal Father to dominate whatever is of hell and death and darkness and the earth. Child of God, if you are born again, know your root and origin. It is not religion. Religion can't help you. You have to understand, am I truly a heavenly child of a heavenly Father? Do I have the DNA of the Almighty God in me? Am I of this world or not? Am I just a religious person trying to make better life and trying to not to fall, not to trying to hope I get to heaven someday? I hope. No. We are born from above. You are born from above. And the Bible says here in verse 49, say, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now you may say, well, we still have this body. Absolutely, we still have this body. I'm telling you, we are heavenly beings having an earthly experience. This is our earth suit. The body is our earth suit. The earth suit is not who you are. If you are there in the space station, you have to have the suit to be in the space station. But that's not who you are. It's just your earth suit. Just your suit to be able to fly in there and be in the outer space. The same way we are sent here on earth, we are given this earth suit. This body is the earth suit, and soon to be transformed to the heavenly suit. And we are gone. A heavenly child of a heavenly Father, having an earthly experience. We are not of this world. Say to yourself, I am not of this world. The Bible says that our citizenship is where? In heaven. And Christ prayed in John chapter 17, he said, Father, as I am not of this world, so they are not of this world. We have to allow the truth to set us free, to renew our mind, to have the right understanding, because having the right understanding is very, very important. Think on these things. Search the scriptures. Let these things be established in your heart. Become the dominant force of your consciousness every day. Approach things as somebody who is born from above. That's why, because when you are born from above, then the Bible says you are seated with Christ. Chapter 12, Ephesians verse 6. You are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. You are seated. You are seated. That's from where you exercise authority and rule. Not from down below, but from up above. And again, you are blessed. Seated and then blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Chapter 1 of verse 3 said, you are blessed. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are moved from earth to heaven. And he said, then you are heaven's citizens. Christ said, as you, I am not of the world, they are not of the world. Because the world is waiting for the full manifestation of the sons of God. We are heavenly children of the Heavenly Father. And now I pray for you today, whoever you are, if you've not been born again or born from above, this is your time. Say hello with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he died on the cross for my sin. Oh, God, forgive my sins. Cleanse me from all evil, from all iniquity. From today, I give you my life. Let me become a heavenly child of a heavenly Father. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and transform my life into your image. You are my Lord, you are my Savior, and I worship you. And from today, I know and I believe I am a heavenly child of a heavenly Father, and my root and origin is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, take your little camera, take the photo of the info on the screen, write and call today. We'll be glad to hear from you and to help you more understand the mysteries of God in Christ. And if God touched your heart to support this ministry, this is a paid program. It would be wonderful to see you support this work of God and let it go to all the parts of the earth. It is all the will of God that we are in. God bless you, and I will see you again very, very soon. Praise be to God. But remember, I'm a heavenly child of a heavenly Father. God bless you, and see you again very soon.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sins. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.